All right, so joining me here in the studio, we've got Bob Gelder, otherwise known as Sarge, and we've got Rob Ash.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, all. Thanks for joining us this morning. We've got the North Coast Stand Down next weekend. How many years have been going on here in Humboldt County?
It's been going on 8 years, and this is the 9th stand down because the first year we were nuts.
You guys are always nuts, actually.
Yeah, we did two the first year and immediately recognized that it was not going to be a twice annual event.
All right.
It was a once a year.
Once a year. Well, this is a great event. This takes place, of course, at the fairgrounds here in Ferndale.
Yeah.
And it goes on for 3 days, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Why don't you tell folks what it's all about?
Well, it started as an outreach mostly for homeless veterans. The actual movement started, I believe, 20 or so years ago in San Diego. Humboldt County, as you can guess, does ours a little differently than other stand downs are run.
We do everything a little differently around here.
I've heard. We're a much more open and welcoming event. Rob's done the greatest part of the outreach for the last several years and can probably give some more information on that.
Please do.
Yeah, well, we try to reach out to as large a population as we can, get our information out about the stand down, handing out cards and flyers in various places all over the county, from Willow Creek, Wichipec, all the way down to Garberville, Shelter Cove. You know, we have a big area that we cover here in Humboldt County, and so I try to get the word out as much as possible.
Excellent. And why don't you explain really what is available? There's lots of resources for vets here. Lots of them.
Oh, my God. It's clothes, supplies. I mean, if you are homeless, if you are without a house, it's, you know, 3 days of three hots and a cot, clean showers. We have haircuts, food out the wazoo. Food has always been one of our fortes for this event. And the list of resources available is good heavens. It's
You got dental?
Dental. We have two dental vans this year, not
right.
One.
We've two.
We had a podiatrist, and he had to back out. But then there's haircuts. Social services,
pet
veterans.
Services, right?
Oh, yeah, pet services. We've got the veterinarian locked in for Saturday.
Veterinarians for veterans. I like that.
Veterinarians for veterans.
We'll also have somebody from the DA's office there to like sort of straighten up minor legal hassles that may have been that may be a barrier to some of these people reintegrating into society. That's one of the things that the stand down does.
Now, you serve vets of all eras.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, we, in addition to veterans, we serve spouses, survivors, people like that, you know, might be in the periphery of a veteran and not know that they have benefits available. We've had veterans come in that were Korean War and World War II veterans in the early stand downs and found out they had benefits coming they did not know that they were eligible for.
Well, it can be kind of confusing navigating all of this stuff. So that's one of the big pluses to stand down is that you can help folks through navigating this maze of what is available.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And that is one of the biggest services that we can provide is guiding people through the process, because it is a process. It is definitely not an event, you know, working with the VA on things. But, you know, basically we do the best we can.
And unfortunately, we've created a lot of vets recently. A couple times in Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, we've got a whole new round of vets needing service.
No doubt. The need is greater than ever. Yeah. Especially with the economy being like it is now.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this: what's going with the government shutdown? How does that affect services?
It hasn't.
Good.
In fact, I called to make sure yesterday. I talked to people at the vets clinic, at the veterans clinic, the outpatient clinic in Eureka. They're up and running. Expressed my concerns. It's a different funding track, so that's nice. Not affected. And I also called Veterans Resource Center in Henderson Center, and yeah, they're unaffected. They're up and running, and things are just going along as usual there also. And the government shutdown wouldn't affect like the County Veterans Service Office. That's a county office. It's not federally funded.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and you know, we guide them through. This can be and frequently is just an initial contact for a lot of people with the services that are available, you know, and the people that can help guide them through those.
So what are the hours for this event? I know it's going to be the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
8 to 5 is pretty much. Sunday there really are no services per se. You know, it's distribution of supplies and cleanup and, you know, if people want to come out and help clean up or if, you know, they can get a hand that way, that would be nice. But, it's pretty much 8 to 5. There's live entertainment all day, Friday and Saturday.
What kind of entertainment?
Got local musicians, open mic times. There's raffles. I'm not sure what any of the raffle merchandise is.
We've got some pretty good stuff coming in the raffle.
Yeah, lay it out, brother.
Oh, well, all kinds of gift certificates from local merchants. Just kind of various stuff. I'm not actually in charge of the raffle this year, although I have been in the last year.
But there is good stuff.
Yeah, there's good stuff. A lot of it's sort of geared towards people who are sort of living on the street, things that they would think was useful.
All right, and the slogan of Stand Down, of course, is a hand up, not a handout.
Yeah, yep.
So that's the way to get folks back on their feet.
That's basically it. What we try to do is get people just set up at the brink in the beginning of winter so that they've got a better run and a better chance of getting through a North Coast winter, you know, with some decent supplies. We get them some good food cleaned up. You know, they've got fresh clothes, perhaps fresh sleeping bag and camping gear, you know, if it's available. And just basically a good run at a hard time of year coming.
Yeah, try to get them hooked up with some transitional housing services if they need that too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you: what if you got folks who are veterans? They need some services. Maybe they're in Eureka or Arcata. Have no transportation.
We have vans available. They can call the North Coast.
North Coast Veterans Resource Center.
Yeah.
At 442-4322.
Excellent.
And make arrangements for transportation, and it's laid on the way it always has been, you know, with HTA, and we have vans that are going to be doing pickups at specific points. And again, North Coast Veterans Resources has the information, and they're the contact point.
Also, the Humboldt Transit Authority's been giving rides to like Fernbridge for vets too, and free rides to the Stand Down.
Excellent.
And they've been a really big supporter throughout the years.
And I want to give a big shout out and kudos to Mona Daly, who did an amazing job doing a fundraiser earlier in the year.
Mona just rocked it.
Yeah, she's a great woman. We really appreciate
Mona
her help.
Just rocked
she's
it.
She's awesome.
Did a great job. Amy and I were the MCs for this for this auction, which was a sold out crowd there at Sapphire
Palace,
and it was fantastic.
Thing.
And you guys raised a good amount of money, way more than you expected, and so you were fully funded for this stand down, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Community support has been really great.
Yeah, that you know, that's what it comes back to is this community, because this event it would not possibly happen without the support of this community. And I mean, we do a thing that nobody else does, and we do it on a scale that I don't think anybody or very many other people do.
And of course, this is one of the smallest communities doing it.
Yeah, as ever, you know. Yep. As ever, and
we do it big here.
The biggest heart, the biggest heart is here. Period.
Bar none.
That's end of it. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, the support we've had from like Blue Lake, my God, from the casino out in Blue Lake has been phenomenal. From the veterinarians here in Ferndale has just been stunning. I mean, you know, we've had pets that have come in and had to go in and have emergency surgeries in years past. So,
it's fantastic.
And those are only specifics that point to the greater generosity that allows us to just be, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So again,
thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, the event is next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 11th through the 13th. Right here in Ferndale at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds.
All veterans are welcome. I would like to extend a personal invite to any Guard and Reserve members or their families if they're deployed. Do come out.
Absolutely. And Bob and Rob, thank you both for coming in.
Hey, Cliff, thanks a million. And thanks for your continued support over the years, you guys.